This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer of the Heart of Giants Nation and a new name that I never thought of, that I'm kind of pissed off that I never thought about it. But lo and behold, Bob Papa Carl Banks do it. Nobody beats the Biz. Chris Bisignano.
The Biz, yes. Awesome, Jen. That's what everybody calls me, man. Very rarely does somebody go, "Hey, Chris."
Dude,
I just never really introduced it here all these years at the Insider, you know. But
to be the first guest, not to blow smoke up your ass, Chris, but to be the first guest on that podcast, dude. I mean, how friggin' cool is that?
Come on. Yeah, listen. Did you like it, Jerry? I mean,
it's great.
I'm sure you listened to it, but now people seen the good feedback on it. You know what, Jerry? It was just. Just three dudes shooting breeze about the Giants, you know.
That was very cool.
It was something we've talked about for a while, me, Papa, and Banks, and about maybe, you know, breaking it up one day and chopping it up, as they say in the business, I guess, you know. And then they started up this podcast, and they got a Papa Banks podcast, and then they got this Believe Something in Blue podcast, and Papa reached out. And I was I'm on it, brother. You know, so
very cool, man.
It was a good time.
Congratulations.
I thought it went well, right, Jerry? I thought it was just three guys. You know, listen, I was at the facility today. A couple of media guys came up to me and like, you know, they were like, "Hey, pretty critical, you three, you know?" So, you know, I'm like, well, you're saying it like it is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people. It's funny when people call us homers because it's like, guys, homers. We're pretty honest, man. You know, once in a while, you get like, oh, they're just homers. Like, no, dude, no.
Well, whoever says that, you know, there's a lot of hate out there. You know, whatever. But it was pretty funny because some media guys, some of my colleagues today, who will come across as negative a lot.
Yeah,
they were saying to me, "Boy, that was pretty critical."
You know? Oh, that's funny. Yeah, yeah.
But it was a good thing. Hopefully we'll do some more, you know, especially after the season starts, which is Sunday. And you know, it's always an honor to be on with Papa and Banks and obviously McCall and what he brings to the table and all that. And Papa too, man. Papa brings a lot to the table, man. Yeah. But then McCall gives you that boom, you know, Jerry, that insight, you know, of what these players are thinking and what they should be looking at and doing on the field and all that stuff. So yeah, it was a good time, bro.
Yeah, dude, congratulations. Good stuff. That was very cool. And he didn't have, you know, they could have chose Sims. They could have chose Deal. They could have chose a number of Giants to be the first guest. Chris Bisignano, baby. Good stuff, man.
That's an Italian connection with Papa. You know, he favors the Italians, Papa.
I like the Bavaro to beat writing. That was good.
Yeah.
Real quick, for housekeeping. I want to, first off, we're going to give a shout out to Manscaped.com for sponsoring us. And also to DraftKings, who are giving us a shot this podcast, guys. So you'll hear the commercial later. It is not as cringeworthy as the one I do for Manscaped. If you go to DraftKings and I give you the web address and type in Insider when you make your bet, that'd be appreciated if you guys do that, though. Anyway. All right, dude. It's almost here. I mean, it's Wednesday.
Here we are.
I mean, my God. First game's tomorrow. Dallas, Tampa.
Yeah.
Chris, how are you feeling right now? Because listen, man, I gotta be honest. I want to be psyched, and I want to get the listeners psyched.
Get psyched, Foley. Don't get psyched until they show you not to get psyched.
as the Giants do better, we get more downloads. It's better for everyone. It's the Giants being good are better for business. But then you see what looks to me like a panic move, putting Nate Solder at right tackle. Then you see Nate Ebner get signed. I mean, look, Nate Ebner, what difference is it going to make? I don't know. I just feel bad for a guy like CJ Board who busted his ass all summer, and now he's on the practice squad. Did a couple weird things the last couple days. I am scared to death of what Denver's going to do to our offensive line, but can you you thought you were negative, Chris. Can you talk me off the ledge at all here, man? My God.
Well, look, you know, let's not sugarcoat it. Until the line goes out and proves itself, it's a major worry, right, Jerry? And now you got guys like Von Miller who hasn't played in a year, 18 months. You know, he's going to be fired up. He skipped last year, right? And you got Bradley Chubb coming off a good year. And then, you know, there's some other guys on that roster. Trust me, they're strong up the middle, man. And and you look at them and you see the Giants' offensive line. And, let's talk about the Solder thing. You know, look, I kind of saw the tide turning a little bit towards the end of camp. And then when they had the joint practices with New England and Cleveland, and then obviously, you know, the New England game, the preseason game, it turned the tide for Nate Solder to get that starting spot. And Jerry, I'm not saying it after the fact. I'm not Monday morning quarterback. I know you listened to Pop at Banks when we were talking. We talked about it. Hey, wouldn't be surprised if Solder plays if he started, right?
Chris, you said it over a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So now look, you know, Pert's kind of struggled, you know, going to the finish line here with his camp and the preseason. And the joint practice didn't help him either, from what I understand. So now Solder goes over there. And here's a guy who hasn't played right tackle since his rookie year, right? And now he's going to have to play right tackle against Von Miller, Chubb, whoever they switch out over there. They'll switch it up a little bit, you know. So, and it's a concern. You know, it's not like, look, let's talk about Nate Solder for a second, Jerry. You know, this guy coming off he opted out last year and came off not a very good 2019, right? I mean,
terrible.
And here's a guy that was not in the plans to be the starting tackle either side, right? For 2021.
It was not.
As a matter of fact, you know, they went to him and he took the pay cut. And if he didn't take the pay cut, if he would have said, no, I'm not taking no pay cut, the Giants were going to cut him.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So now it goes from that to he's now starting right tackle Sunday afternoon.
That was our contingency plan, huh? All right.
Yeah. So a little miscalculation. Now, you'll never get them to admit that. But everybody knows in the building, everybody around the team that covers the team knows Matt Peart was penciled in to be the starting right tackle. Now,
every opportunity to win it.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, that's it. You're not going to see Peart again. I'm sure you're going to see a little rotation over there at right tackle. And look, some people, they hate the rotation. Some people don't mind it. We talked about it before, Jerry. That's what they did a little bit up in New England, Scarnecchia, you know, and Judge comes from that system and he has no problem doing it, right?
Yeah.
So the way I see it, Jerry, Solder's going to get the start. You know, if he struggles, maybe a rotate Peart in there. But I can't see if Solder's playing well. All right, let's get Peart in there for a series. I can't see that, dude.
No.
You know, I can't see that. Now, the other concern is what? Well, Andrew Thomas. He struggled the last game. Not the best time to struggle, right? The last preseason game, the starters were in there. We all know that. And we'll see how he responds Sunday afternoon. Because what happens, Jerry, if Thomas is struggling? Judge is just not going to leave him out there while, Bradley Chubb is eating him alive, right?
Right.
Excuse me. So now, does Solder have to switch to left tackle and Peart goes in a right tackle? Hey, fellas, everybody, if Thomas can't block anybody on the left side for some reason, which I don't think that's going to be the issue, but if he's really struggling over there, that's what you're going to see, dude. You're going to see Solder over that left tackle, jump in there, and Peart's going to go jump in the right tackle. So, but why are we having this conversation?
Well, the solution was pretty simple in the NFL draft. We talked about it before. I mean, it's year four. Like, look, man, we've been supportive of Gettleman's plan. Like, you got to give the guy a chance. You got to give the guy a chance. And I don't want to start with the what's going to happen next year. But my God, man, if they come out Sunday and they can't block anyone, and right now it looks like they can't, and Jones get, it's like, okay, we're going on 10 years for this now to build this offensive line where we've spent first-round picks, second-round picks on guys, and it hasn't worked. And it's just beyond frustrating, man, to think that we're at this point, that they're doing that, that the Giants are as inept with Daniel Jones as they were with Eli Manning at protecting him.
You know, it's just so frustrating, Jerry, that we're having this conversation 3 days before the first game of the year.
I should be ecstatic about this, and I am excited. When I wake up Sunday morning, I'll do what I always do. I'll take the dogs out. They'll go to the bathroom, and I'll start gagging in the grass, and I'll say, oh, no, it's the smell. But I'm excited. I do this every Sunday morning, Giants season. I get excited. I almost hyperventilate. So that will happen again. But right now, dude, I'm just like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that we're having a conversation about, we're putting a veteran in right tackle because the second-year guy is not looking too good. Oh. Well, you know, the left tackle is a big question mark, right? Hernandez is a question mark. Shane Lemieux looked like he was moving pretty good today, but he's still, well, what are we going to get out of him? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Our surest thing was a free agent out of college last year.
Yeah, I mean, so Jerry, look, what'll ease the talk, you know, what'll ease this all up is that they come out Sunday and play well, you know?
Yeah.
But the point that we're having this conversation 4 days before the first game, dude, it's ridiculous still, right?
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. And I said this to you numerous times, Jerry. I'm not going to blast them and say, oh, it's a failure this season. This offensive line stinks. Right. Because we haven't played a snap yet, dude.
I know.
We haven't played a snap yet.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, but I've also said they're going to get tested out of the gate, brother. Mm. So you're going to get tested against Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell's guys. And you're going to get tested, obviously, against the Washington football team that has about 15 number one picks on the defensive line. You know, and of course, Chase Young, Chase Young is Chase Young, you know, so
monster.
Big test, dude, coming up. Jerry, what are we, Wednesday here? In 8 days, we're going to know a lot, dude.
That's amazing, right? You're so right. In 8 days, we're going to know so much about this football team. And guys, I'm expecting the defense to play well Sunday, but I'd feel much better if it was Locke out there instead of Bridgewater, man. We talked about this before, like, Bridgewater and Shermer. I don't know, man. I could just see Shermer calling a great game. Anyway, all right, look, no more negativity. I'm done with it.
No, Jerry, it's not negativity, dude. You're not negative, dude. You're concerned.
So nervous.
It's a concern. Jerry, we're not around the building, around the facility. Talk like today, you know, I was there at the practice. Nobody's going around saying, hey, can't wait. This is going to be great Sunday. Everything's great. No, everybody's like, whoa, what about this? Well, we got to see how this plays out. You know, and all that, Jerry, it's not negative. Jerry, if you went in there and you were saying, hey, Chris, we have no chance of winning Sunday. We're going to get smoked. We're not going to win four games. We're not going to do this. We're not. Saquon's not going to rush for 100 yards because it's up. Then he'd be like, I'll be like, Jerry, oh, pump the brakes. Right, negativity. Right. Relax. Well, let him play for. You're not doing that, dude. You're not doing that. You just, dude, it's like me too. I was on with popping bags. The first thing that came out of Carl's mouth was, what? I'm really concerned about decision making of Daniel Jones. Did he not say that?
Yeah.
Me and Pop are concerned about the offensive line we were talking, and we've talked on the side too. That offensive line definitely is a concern. Banks was concerned more about Jones.
Yeah.
So it's the word, Jerry, is concern.
Yeah.
You know? You're not negative, dude. I hate, you know.
Saquon, Galladay, Rudolph haven't even played yet, right? So
they're going to be playing Sunday, brother.
Right, yeah. And they're all coming back. So I had a question for you about Rudolph. Well, he, you know, he came here. He left the Vikings because of he was blocking too much, right? Like that was really the essence of it, no?
Well, they used him a lot more inline blocking. They were featuring Irv Smith a lot more.
Right. Welcome to the Giants. Yeah. Kyle, because you're going to be blocking immediately out of the gate.
Well, you know what? You know what's pretty funny? Kyle was with us the other day, and he said that. He goes, I expect to be blocking a lot in this
one. Good. I'm glad he expects it.
Yeah, yeah. But they might need him a lot of max here, you know, because, you know, they get those guys off the edges. We're going to see how that plays out. You know, that's when you got to win your one-on-one battles, Jerry. If the Giants winning in one-on-one battles, you could do more with Kyle. If the Giants are not winning their one-on-one battles, guess what?
Yeah,
you know, but I we'll get into the Denver game in a little bit. Some things I think the Giants might do, and you know, Jerry, let's talk about, you know, the Giants defense, right, dude? I mean, we expect them to have a top 10 type unit. I saw Adoree today, Jerry. Adoree was moving really well, so I don't think there's any concern about the injury report will come out later, which doesn't mean the injury report only really means anything on a Friday, Jerry. You know, don't look at today. You'll see some guys, you know, not limited and all that crap. Oh my God, Adoree's limited. Oh, I see them. Adoree's playing something. He was running around fine. Caden Smith returned today. He looked good. Now, Evan, he was nowhere near to be found. He was with trainers. It's definitely trending. He's not playing Sunday.
Right.
And I'll be surprised because of the quick turnaround, Jerry. I'll be surprised if he plays against Washington. I'm looking at him for the Atlanta game, to be honest with you. But I could be wrong. But I definitely think he's not playing Sunday. I'll be surprised if he goes against Washington, and then you got the 10 days off.
But Kyle Rudolph and Caden Smith are playing.
They were practicing, and they're going to be playing. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, barring some setback.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget now, this is the time of year where the media is only allowed to watch 15 minutes.
Right.
Then we got to get the hell out of there, and the Giants start preparing, you know, for their opponent. and we're not allowed to watch that, right? Right. So, you know, something could happen during a practice. You know, obviously we'll find out about it down the road, but, you know, but I don't know. So, but Kyle Rudolph looked good. Caden Smith, you know, who I really like.
Yeah, we all do.
He was back. And now, to me, Jerry, they're going to have to elevate it, a practice squad guy, you know, for Sunday, because it's not looking good for Evan.
Okay. All right. What
do you want? I know you're upset about that.
Well, I, listen, I'm rooting for him, but I it's not like if Barkley wasn't playing or Galladay wasn't playing, I would be much more upset about it. That's why I asked you, Rudolph and Caden Smith are playing? Okay, well, at least I know what I have there. It's probably, you know, it's better hands. Like Evan Engram can give you an 80-yard touchdown or drop third and six. So, you know, it is what it is. Rooting for him, but I just, you know, he's just so inconsistent. Now he's injured again. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's a shame. The guy was best shape, best training camp. Boom, gets injured, right? Yeah, just this is something we've seen numerous times. So,
yeah.
As far as Saquon, Jerry, they were in pads today. He was getting bounced around a little bit. I was at, you know, we were walking away and actually saw him catch a little ball. Look like they bumped, you know, they kind of gave, you know, bump, you know, hit him up a little bit. You know, obviously he's not getting tackled to the ground, but they hit him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And Judge wants to see how he responds. 3 days practices. Look, Jerry, barring any setback, you know, Saquon's probably going to go Sunday.
What do you expect of him, Chris? You think 10 touches, 15 touches?
Yeah, I think he's going to get some touches. Obviously, I don't think he's going to get 20, Jerry, you know.
It's going to be as he goes,
we'll
right?
see how it goes. You know, Jerry, you know, don't forget they're playing 4 days later. Do you want to give him 25 right off the bat? Probably not.
Right.
You know, Jerry, you kind of like to get that medium range a little bit, you know, that, you know, and then you got the game against Washington for a big one, early division game,
yeah.
You know, Jerry. But here's the thing with Saquon, dude. You know, he's a special talent.
Yeah.
And this is something I like.
You tweeted this, yeah.
It's something I like to use all the time because, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, you know. And he's a home run hitter, dude.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy, Jerry, could get you 10 touches, but that could be 105 yards. You know what I mean?
Right.
It could be a 60-yard touchdown, one of those touches.
Yep.
It could be a reception for 65. What was the game he was leaping over on a catch? Was it the Eagles years ago, Jerry? Eagles. He's leaping over like three guys, you know, like a 60-yard reception, you know, all the whole thing.
Yep.
You know, he's that type of talent, dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like it's Devontae Booker getting 10 touches where you know he's going to get 40 yards, right? Or whatever, 35 yards or 45 yards, whatever it might be, right?
Right.
You know, Saquon is a different animal, man. He could get a one touch, and he could go 65, 70 yards to the house, you know? Yeah. So that's what's good about him too, Jerry, is that, you know, he's not the type of back, like he needs that 25 for 100 yards, 25, 105 yards. It could be 10 for 90 for Saquon, 90, you know, 90 plus, whatever the hell it might be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so right.
That's what I'm thinking, Jerry, for the first few weeks, especially with that quick turnaround, dude. That's what I'm thinking about. Saquon, you're going to get Booker, you're going to get Brightwell maybe a little bit, see if he gets active, you know. I've been saying this now for weeks, you know, you're going to see Eli Penny carrying a rock this year, dude. He's going to be a little more involved in his offense.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget, he was a halfback. He knows how to carry the damn ball.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see him a little more involved in the offense. Oh, and Kadarius Toney was moving pretty good today, Jerry. He's expected to play Sunday. He's
funny, man. I didn't even bring him up. It's almost like he's such an added bonus at this point, yeah.
What do you expect from him right now, right, dude?
Right.
You're not expecting much, but you know, he was on after practice, and he talked about that he expects to get some time, be part of this game Sunday. And as the process moves along, look for him to get more and more involved. But look for him Sunday.
Is he the number one kick returner? Who's going to be the kick returner?
I mean, it looked like it was going to be CJ Board, but unless he's activated off the practice squad Sunday.
Who's it going to be?
Is it going to be Tony? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know,
what are the other options? It's John Ross is out.
Ross is out.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to think about it.
You're going to make Peppers return kickoffs? Probably not, right?
No, they better. I'm Darius Slayton, maybe.
So that might be Jerry. That might be the key contribution from Kadarius the first game.
Yeah,
kickoff return, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hasn't played in preseason. It's like get out there on kick returns. Oh my God. I couldn't imagine.
How funny would it be, right, dude? I mean, you know, obviously all the stuff that's gone on with this kid And look, like I said before, you know, COVID took a lot out of this kid, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody responds differently with their bodies when they recover from COVID.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what shape you're in.
It doesn't matter what shape you're in. You could be Schwarzenegger in the 70s on Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Or you could be some crackhead walking down, you know, East 47 in Brooklyn. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? yeah. COVID affects people differently, and this it took a lot out of Kadarius, man.
Yeah. You know, and then he pushed it and pulled a hamstring.
But I like the way he was moving today, Jerry. And dude, how funny would it be, seriously, if he is the number one kickoff returner Sunday and he takes one to the damn house?
Or maybe like Giants fans are like, hey, Kadarius Toney, never knew you yet. I didn't even see you play yet. There he goes, he's returning kicks.
Welcome to New York, Kadarius, right?
Prime time, man. Anyway, guys, look, everybody, the game is, if you're going to the game, it's going to be so much fun. I mean, 4:15 opening day at home, hadn't been there in 2 years. Like, it's going to be electric. You know, I just hope, just hope things go the right way. All right, did you want to get into the game now a bit? Want to go into what to expect offensively, defensively? This is an action-packed podcast. We have questions, and we have the ass-kicking section session. Ass-kicking section of the podcast that starts again. The weekly picks.
All right, so I want to get to the – yeah, look, this is a team coming off a 5-win season, right? Quarterback, very – no stability last year. Locked it and panned it out. They went with Bridgewater. I think Bridgewater kind of settles it down offensively for them, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Look, Melvin Gordon's good back. Catch the ball out of the backfield. They love it. They love their new kid, Javonte Williams. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the concern. It's going to be a great matchup Sunday, Jerry. Great matchups. Jerry Jeudy in his second year.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid's a stud.
Yep.
Right? You got Adoree. You got Bradbury against Jeudy. You got the burner and KJ Hamler. And now, their big return, believe it or not, it's going to be Courtland Sutton. He's their best route runner on his team. He's a good receiver. He got hurt after week one last year. He was done for the season. That was a big loss for them last year,
Yeah.
And they got to – look, Noah Fant, man, this is a talented kid, man. Talented tight end. So he's going to be playing, and they got weapons, dude. And on the offensive line, pretty solid right tackle. They got the veteran Massey's going to be playing, so – this is a good – I don't know what you're seeing, Jerry. This is a really tough matchup. I know they won 5 games this year, but this is a squad that could turn around and win 10 this year, brother. You know what I mean?
As worried as I am about their, what their defense could do to our offensive line, it's a prolific offense. You just name the talent on, and it's like, oh, my God. And that's why I said I'd rather go against Drew Lock. And Bridgewater's he's almost like a crafty veteran at this point, Like, he's kind of the worst matchup for us as far as out of the two. I mean, Locke could probably be more explosive. Locke seems like he can throw the ball from his own 20 to the other end zone, but not very accurate. I'm overlooking that, right? I'm just assuming that our defense is gonna be able to stop everybody because our secondary should be second to none in the league, and the pass rush should be there. But it's the spread's what, 2.5? Denver's up by two and a half.
Not a lot of faith in the Giants there, huh, Jerry?
No.
At home against a 5-win team last year and a 2.5 on getting 2.5, right? The Giants?
Yeah.
Jerry, what little thing we're going to see a little bit, I think, Sunday. Look, let's face it. Dalvin was a good player, Tomlinson, and they're going to miss him a little bit, Jerry. There's no question about it. They're going to miss him a little bit. And it'd be interesting to see how they defend the run.
Right.
If there's one thing in the Giants' defense that I'm a little bit concerned about going into the season, it's going to be the run defense.
How did it look in the intra-squad scrimmages? Like, because in the games, it looked like they were getting gashed. I mean, the starters weren't until the third game. But, I feel like Austin Johnson and Danny Shelton are going to hold the key to our run defense right now.
Yeah.
Just that middle.
Yeah, well, they're going to get tested Sunday because, Gordon can run it a little bit. I think that when you look at the Giants defense right now, I'm sure Pat Shurmur is going to look at it and say, all right, maybe we could, let's attack off the seal. Let's see how these outside backers seal the edges.
Yeah.
And when X-Man's in there, that's his weakness, okay?
Yeah.
Let's see how he seals, how they seal the edges. Let's see how they are between the tackles, man. I want to see how, no Dalvin now, and all that. Of course, Austin Johnson, I like him defending the run. Danny Shelton's in there. He's a big body. But I'm sure they're going to get tested. Let's see how they start the run. If there's one concern in the Giants I have right now, it's going to be how do they defend the run,
Yeah.
And we'll start finding out against these guys Sunday afternoon.
I you don't buy into this as much as I do. It's like the numbers and uniforms thing. But, are you concerned at all about Shurmur coming back and calling the game of his life or no? I mean, I'm so tired of being everybody's revenge game and whatever.
But... Yeah, right? The way I look at it, Jerry, is that, okay, so Shermer's going to try to call his call. You know what? You got to execute and stop it, dude.
Yeah.
You got to execute and stop it. So I'm not too concerned about, you know, I'm not really concerned about coaches coming back. Oh, they know this guy's, you know, this weakness. I'm not really concerned about that. To me, and even Judge was talking about it, you know, it's execution, knowing your job, preparing, you know. Yeah. So Shermer obviously is going to have a little extra incentive. We know he's going to, you know, he's going to obviously look to, for his offense to have a pretty big game. But I don't see it going that way, Jerry. I really don't. I think this is going to be a pretty close defensive game as far as 23-20, 21-17, something like that. I really do. And we'll see who makes the mistakes, turnovers. You know, look, Jones can't have these turnovers. Can't have what happened against the Patriots, Jerry. You know, you're down in a high red area and you're throwing a stupid interception in the end zone, you know.
Not at home. And hey, look, man, Jones, I just feel like fans are ready to get on board. And they're also ready to say, this is, you know, this is it, Daniel. Like, you throw that pass during the season, there will be boos rain down upon you. Like, I mean, you got to be careful with the ball. I think one of the things we didn't talk about yet, and I don't want to always go back to it because I'm sure you're tired of it, but you'll do the Bic sessions, right? You'll do the Bic session on it. How concerned are you, you know, Jason Garrett and the offensive line and Jones aside, they're being led by Jason Garrett. Like,
but you know what, Jerry? Saquon Barkley does much, dude.
Yeah, keep saying that. That's right.
He does so much, Jerry. He opens up so much. He makes Jones better. He makes an average offensive line better. Yeah. You know, he just, you know, and defended when, you know, and even Fangio talked about it today, the Denver head coach with us. You know, he was talking about he expects Barkley to play and you know, what a difference maker he is, you know, and you got to defend that. You know what I mean, Jerry? When he's in the game, you have to defend that. You have to be aware of what Saquon is, man, because he can hurt you come out in the backfield, too. It just changes up so much. It makes Jones so much of a better quarterback. You saw you see Jones's numbers when Saquon played, right? I mean, it's so much different, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
good point. It's a very good point.
Galladay's going to be there, Jerry.
Yeah,
he's gonna play. You're gonna have no Evan, but you're gonna have Rudolph,
Shepard.
You know, who?
Shep
Slayton. Yeah. You know, and Slayton. You know, Jerry Slayton was a guy. He got out of the gate slow, in my opinion. Training camp kind of went under the radar. This training camp finished real strong. Had a couple of drops there. That guy, he's got to clean that up. All right, but finished pretty strong. Shep had a great camp, right? Great. Shep had a great camp. So, you know, when 26 is in that backfield, dude, it's just so much of a different offense, even for Jason Garrett to do some different things, you know. But I'll be concerned. Of course I am, Jerry. You know, under Garrett last year, they weren't a good offense. You know, but at the same time, Jerry, when you cross that 50-yard line, you're in the plus area, dude.
Yeah.
Jones can't cough it up, brother.
Yeah.
Can't have two fumbles like the Tampa Bay game, which they could have stole. They could have won that game. Remember last year?
Yeah.
Can't have two. You can't have fumbles, dude, in the plus area. You know what I mean? Against the Steelers, the first. You know, you're not going to win games. You're not going to beat quality teams like that. So it's not just, you know, it's everybody, man. You know, it's everybody, brother. And let's cut down the turnovers, Jerry. Let's get 26 back, the presence of 26, and then we'll start judging Garrett and what the hell he's doing. You know what I mean, dude?
Yeah.
After the first few games, you know, so. But if I see those damn stupid ass curl routes and, you know, and all that nonsense. But you know what, Jerry? Here's what's going to happen, dude.
Yeah.
First few series, offensive line's getting a little overwhelmed. They're getting pressure on Jones. He's got to step up. You're going to see a lot of those short routes again because Garrett's not going to trust that offensive line. And that's what you're going to see, Jerry. That's what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Garrett's got to, you know, he's got to start trusting those guys up front to open it up downfield, brother.
Yeah.
So he'll be a stupid offensive coordinator, Jerry, if every time Jones is dropping back and he's got 1.5 seconds on the damn ball, like you saw against New England, and he's, you know, and we got two guys running nine routes, another guy running a dig. You know, that's stupid, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's all about, Jerry, it's all about adjustments in an NFL football game on the fly, and we'll see what happens. You know what I mean? Jerry, we will see what happens, brother.
Chris, you win the coin toss and you're JoJo.
Don't even ask. They're kicking off. You know that. Especially with this defense, Jerry. I'm sure they're kicking off.
You know what, Chris? They better be. How about that?
All right. You want the ball in Bridgewater's hand, but the defense to get a three and out, right? Get that momentum going.
Keep the crowd into it. Do not take the ball first. go 3 and out, and then every Giant fan thinks we don't even get the ball first in the second half. Right.
So you definitely want to defer if you win
the
toss.
Hell off, yes.
Defer.
We'll defer.
I got you, brother. I got you.
All right. You better be.
It's a fair point. Watch the Jerry, watch this year. Oh, Giants win the toss. Oh, we'll take the ball.
Oh, God. <You know? laughs> Hand off to Saquon minus one, incompletion.
Well, you remember the Steelers game last year, the opening game? He couldn't go anywhere. He had nowhere to run, remember?
Yes, I do.
Poor guy had nowhere to run.
And there you go, before you go, I don't like this matchup with them.
Yeah. Which, you know, Jerry, which brings it back quickly to Saquon, you know, he changes so much, but dude, you still got to win battles up front because even Saquon can't run into a wall every time he touches the damn ball. You know what I mean? It's,
you know, you can't do to Saquon what the Rangers did to Lundqvist so long. Like, oh, you got it? You good? Okay, cool. You got it back there? Thanks. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. First, now I should say a word from our sponsors, plural, DraftKings and Manscaped.com. We'll be right back, guys. The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and the excitement continues with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code GIANTINSIDER to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any Week 1 game. That's promo code GIANTINSIDER to get your free $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Attention Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have the solution for you with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20, FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head, Weed Whacker, Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your special teams be on their A-game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com for a clean Cover 3. Your balls will thank you. All right, and we're back, dude. Anything else about this game before we get to questions and the ass-kicking section? Ass-kicking session, whatever.
No, man, I'm trying to think of something else. How do you feel?
Week one's such a crapshoot, dude.
It's such a crapshoot. It really is.
Throw it all out the window.
There'll be so many weird games, scores, and all that. You know, last year, I remember Jacksonville beat the Colts for opening game. It was like, what the hell? And that was the only game they won.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be so much going on. But as a Giant fan, you want to see positivity, man. You want to see them go out and get that win, especially with that Washington looming, right? 4 days later. That's going to be a tough one over there in Washington. You want to get that 1-0 start. They haven't been very successful in opening games in a while. I think the last one they won was 2016, Jerry. You know? So, and the fans back, the excitement, you know, you want to get that win, dude. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
You want to get that win.
Start off with a good feeling, because 4 days later, you got to go to Washington, and then wheels can come off before we even know it.
Yeah, because we know the challenges they're going to face. Not that Washington is some kind of juggernaut that they can't, like that Kansas City Chief team or something, but it's going to be a challenging matchup, brother. You know, so you want to get out to that 1-0 start, feel good going into Washington, and play Fitzpatrick and those guys. So,
yeah. All right, dude. First question out of the gate, non-football question from Tom Lapp, basically asking like, how do we make out with Ida, and how are you guys doing? Thanks for asking that, Tom. Appreciate it.
We both survived.
We both survived. Some pumps going off like crazy,
but we're good.
Some guys, the sump pump is the most important thing in your house. Just FYI.
Woo, man, Jerry, it sure was, man. I know I put that tweet out there, you know, fooling around, but man, I wanted to marry my sump pump after it saved my basement after Ida.
Yeah, I should have just liked our own tweet, because I felt the same way. Like, oh my God, so accurate. Let's see, the first official football question. I highlighted a few of them because there were a lot of good ones today. Well, first off, Michael's Stormfist. That's the guy's name.
Michael Stormfist?
He makes a Tony comment. We kind of covered it already, but I do want to cover this, dude. Big ups from Serbia. Add Serbia to the list of buffoons that follow us, Chris. Good stuff,
nice.
Right?
I can, yeah.
Serbia. That's awesome. All right. Pop Culture Hour with two questions. One, do you think we should trade one of our first-round picks as of right now for a Pro Bowl caliber O-line? Chris, would you do that? Would you trade a first rounder next year for a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman?
No, nobody's doing that now, Jerry.
I know, but would you? If somebody became available.
Yes, I would, Jerry.
You would?
Yes.
Okay, because we have two, right?
Yes, I would. If that was somehow, I can't think of right now, but, a tackle out there for number
not
one.
Not name, just would you do it?
Yeah, I would do it. Yes, yeah. I would.
And then his second question, which I can do a whole podcast on, what is your go-to sandwich?
Go-to what?
Sandwich.
Oh, sandwich?
It's more the place. Like, the best sandwich I ever had in my life was Del Fonte's in Brooklyn. I'll give you that.
Mm.
The Sinatra, which is steak pizzaiole, I believe, and the potato and egg. But there's, like, Dolce and Clemente near us, like, Chirello's near us.
Clemente? You have a Clemente by you?
Yeah. That's they're from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. They are. Brooklyn. I know, buddy. I got the whole story. The prosciutto bread, baby.
Oh, I used to go to Clemente's all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Robbinsville, right?
I didn't know. That's the owners, the same owners?
Same complex. Yes. And the same complex as DiLorenzo's, which is insane. You have the best pizza and one of the best delis in
there. That's good for you, dude.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. One thing I learned moving out to Jersey from New York 5 years ago. Man, there's so much good, so many good places out here, brother.
You don't take a hit with food.
You don't take a hit with food at all,
right?
Dude.
Right.
At all, I have to admit, Jen, that was one of my concerns when I moved out to Jersey.
Sure.
5 years ago, I was like, am I gonna get? You know, am I gonna miss it? I don't miss a damn thing, dude.
Right.
I really don't. You know.
Right. And the other one, real quick, for Central and South Jersey, I did think about this. There is a. I hate to say it because it's kind of a Philly South Jersey thing, but Primo Hoagie is awesome. I just there's a sandwich, the Bada Bing chicken cutlet and broccoli rabe and sharp provolone.
So. Bada Bing.
I know it's called the Bada
That's
Bing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bada Bing.
But guys, there's a number of sandwiches. It's more the sandwich shop than the actual sandwich. So I'll say that.
I didn't know you had a Clemente's by you, Jerry. Well, that's pretty good for you, bro.
Yeah, I always get.
They used to be really good. I don't know if they still are, but
it's phenomenal, dude. I only go during football season, or else I'd be 600 pounds. I get the prosciutto bread. I could eat the whole thing. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no doubt. That was one of their specialties, if I remember right. That prosciutto.
Yeah, that was on Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives too. That
I have no
that
idea what you're talking about right there. Okay.
Oh, well, what the Guy Fieri, his show.
Oh, who's that?
Guy Fieri?
The chef?
Yeah, the guy with the spiked blonde hair.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he visited them. All right, I'm sorry. All right, guys, we'll get back to football. I apologize, but someone brought up food and sandwiches, and I jumped on it.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry, too, by the way.
There's so many Dave Gettleman questions. Is this his last year? I know, man. I can't talk about this.
Let's worry about Denver.
I know. All right, here we go. First off, Chris, from D from Cranford, 89. I hope you're all right from Cranford, but you guys got murdered out there.
Yep.
Why is Chris such a good golfer and Jerry such a great writer? This makes no sense. Can Judge learn from Belichick and take away the Broncos' best player? He would rather max protect than try to see our tackles hold up against Miller. Do you think they'll do that?
I'm sorry, what was that question? Judge from Belichick, what?
Like, can Judge learn from Belichick and take away the Broncos' best player? He would rather see the Giants max protect than try to see our tackles hold up against
Miller. Well, we'll see what Garrett does. We'll see the game plan and how they adjust. You know, you can't just come out and say, I'm going to max protect all game if you guys are handling it up front. You have to see. You have to adjust as the game goes along. And as far as, you know, taking away the best player, I saw a little bit of Graham last year. I really did.
Yeah.
You know, I saw them bracketing guys at time and third down in key situations. You know, I think Graham has a little bit of that Belichick in him. He doesn't want that best guy, you know, to ruin your day, you know. So, and obviously, if a guy like Von Miller or Bradley Chubb is ruining your day, you're gonna have to adjust to it, and hopefully they do, man.
Kerry Feliciano, what's up? What's up, gentlemen? I'm a firm believer that championship teams don't need an elite offensive line that wins them games. They just need a line that won't lose them games, i.e., Mahomes. My question, who's the last Super Bowl champ that you guys can recall that had a dominant O-line? I mean, it's a fair point, Kerry, but, like, I would say Tristan Wirfs was a dominant right tackle last year, right? Like, you don't need a dominant offensive line, but you have one guy on the line who can make everyone better, right? So I hear you. I think, you know, like you're referring to, like, the Dallas teams of the 90s, they were a dominant O-line.
Yeah, I
think the Eagles had a dominant O-line when they – that godforsaken year they won it.
Excellent offensive line.
Right. So maybe, you know, I it's got to be functional, man. It can't just be Swiss cheese and a hodgepodge of I hope it works.
I know what, who's that, Kerry?
Kerry, yeah.
It's a good question. I know what Kerry's getting at. Kerry's getting at, you don't have to have five Pro Bowls or such a dominant line. No, you don't, Kerry, but you have to have a functional, you have to have a good offensive line. You're not winning anything with a mediocre, you know, offensive line. It's not happening.
Right.
You know, and look, you know, even the Chiefs, you know, they've been to the Super Bowl twice. When they won a Super Bowl, their offensive line was excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
And you know, last year they got banged up. They were injured. And look what happened. Mahomes was running for his life.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I know what Kerry's getting at, Jerry. You know, it's not like you have to have an unbelievable offensive line with the Super Bowl. No, that's not the case. But you have to have five guys that are working together and that are pretty good. The Eagles, like you said, Jerry, the Eagles offensive line 17 was excellent, dude. Excellent.
Right.
You know, and they got a potential. If Andre Dillard plays well at left tackle this year, they got a potential to be, you know, really good this year, too.
Really good, yeah. You know, that's what happens when you draft a guy like Lane Johnson. It just seems like that kind of stuff falls into place. Draft one dominant guy that can be there for 10 years, and I don't know, man, I just think that breeds success. I really do. But, I mean, you have the Kelce at center, you know. The three guys who represent the futility of the Giants against the Eagles the last 10 years, one's gone, Malcolm Jenkins, but the other two are Fletcher Cox and Lane Johnson. I cannot wait till those guys retire, man.
I agree with you.
I'm tired of seeing them, man.
And Brandon Graham.
Yeah, Graham's another one. Good call there.
He kills us too, dude.
Oh, another good call. Like, they just represent the futility we've had against them. Yeah. Malcolm Jenkins was huge, him leaving. Yeah. I couldn't believe they allowed that. Thank God. All right. Let's see.
And congratulations to your boy Derek Jeter, brother, going to the Hall of Fame today.
I know.
I always thought Derek, who was a pain in my damn ass for 20 years for the Red Sox, but I always thought Derek was a class act, dude. And I know you're a big Yankee fan. And to the Yankee fans, you know, hey, Derek's in, brother, where he belongs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. They had that rivalry with Garcia Parra for years. I actually thought Garcia Parra was awesome. I know he kind of faded away.
He had a lot of good years, yeah.
But, like, you know, and he was a Trenton Thunder guy, so that they were a Boston Red Sox affiliate before they were Yankees. Yeah. He came up through there, and that was a fun era of shortstops. Even when A-Rod played shortstop for Seattle, like, what a great era for that.
But congrats to number two there, brother, going in the hall. Well deserved, obviously, for him.
Posty, greetings from Austria. Again, I'll never get over that. That is good stuff. Love the pod. Thanks for the great work. A lot of questions about the O-line, but how pissed are you at the draft right now? We took a corner in the third and sixth, a group we had been good, not excellent. Took a running back in the fifth, blah, blah, blah. I'm so afraid this will screw our season. I'm not pissed at the draft. I'm a little annoyed that we never got to see Aaron Robinson because, like, if Aaron Robinson played and he looked good, then it's like we're a little concerned with the slot. Chris has brought up with Darnay Holmes. I'm not pissed at the draft yet. I'm more pissed about not taking Slater. We kind of discussed that, but you got to give these guys a chance. I mean, I know it's been a weird preseason and a weird training camp for these guys, but I'm not pissed at this draft yet. You have a lot of time for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when Tony takes him to the house at the opening kickoff.
Yeah. Booker Daniels. Oh, yeah. Which is better, pastrami or corned beef? Nice question, Booker. God, it's awesome.
I can see where Booker's mind's at, huh? It's food.
Victor Pusateri. Yeah, here you go. Dang. Any chance that the year off did Nate Solder wonders and his level of play is closer to what it was with the Pats and he just simply outplayed Matt Pert? So could that be a possibility, Chris?
Well, I'm not going to say as far back as the Pats, you know, but the year off definitely did his wonders for his body. No question about it, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I've talked about this a few times. No excuses. I know 2019, he did have a bad ankle, man. He had a bad ankle. He played on a bad ankle all year and it hurt him a lot. And listen, I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you the way it is, you know, and that's all gone now, you know, and he's looked pretty good in cam and you know, we'll see. What's the matter? Why are you laughing over there?
Think about trying to block a 300-pound monster when you have a bad ankle. Like, we just take it for granted. Like, man up, Nate. But seriously, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously. I couldn't weed with a bad ankle.
I know. These guys, you know.
For granted, man.
Oh, my God. And to see these guys.
Block Chase Young with a bad ankle.
Yeah. And to see some of these guys up close, man, it's like, holy crap. If I had a tank, I couldn't block them. You know, forget about a bad ankle. You know, it was, holy crap. You know, so.
So funny. There we go. Chris, no longer in St. Pete. Great pod, boys. What game day tradition, atmosphere, or overall stadium feature would you love to change at MetLife? Man, that's not a loaded question. I'll give you mine. Get rid of that stupid bell thing they do. There's no thing inside it. It's never in sync with when they ring the bell, then the sound effect comes. Giants, think about anything else but that stupid bell. I hate it. I can't stand ringing the bell.
And there's two things I can't stand.
Go ahead.
One, can we change the AC/DC song now?
Hell's Bells?
Yeah, I'm done with that song now. Can we change it up? We haven't been winning.
What would you make it?
I don't know. I got to think about it, but can we change it up now? We haven't been winning. It reminds me of like losing seasons now.
Yeah, I agree, dude. I'm all about superstition. I'm like Hell's Bells. I'm the same way.
Can I say another song that annoys the hell out of me now?
Yeah.
Back in the New York groove when they score.
Ace Frehley?
Can we get rid of that too now?
All right.
And folks that are listening, I tell you what, Jerry, folks that are listening, send in what you would do, what song you would put in at the beginning. No more the Hell's Bells. I'm done with that song now. Can we change it up?
I agree with the Hell's Bells part.
You like it or you want to change it up?
No, I agree with you, dude.
Yeah, can we change it up now? You know, something, you know, it's got to be. How about Balls to the Walls by Accept? Put that in there.
Nice. That's a good one.
You know? Anything.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to be in charge of that. Like, and I would be so superstitious that if we lost, I would just change the song the next week. I can't stand that stuff. I am the guy who doesn't pick up a penny tails up because I think it's bad luck. So I would love to be. I think the Giants should make me in charge of that.
I'll try to put the word in for you, Jerry, when I see Mara in the bathroom Sunday.
Your connections with Papa and Banks. Just don't give me a microphone because I'll be like, what the hell play was that? Oh, that was Jerry Foley announcing his displeasure with the play. Gibbo, good day from Sydney. Good day from Sydney. Just want to say thanks for keeping us updated through another long off season. Let's hope next off season a few weeks shorter. Aussie Buffoon Crew. Thank you, man. That's good stuff. Lou G.
Lou Gehrig?
Lou G. No, this is Lou G at MIRAD_Lou. Lou sent us a DM. We didn't answer the question. Sorry, Lou. I think he's asking it now. Can you guys discuss whether you think Gates can play tackle and if he may be better than Solder there?
No, I'm not going to go with that right now. He could play tackle, but he's better at guard, Gates. But he could play tackle if they... But where, I mean, I've seen this all over about Gates switching to guard, tackle. He's playing center, you know? Yeah. Yeah. If they have to make drastic changes like that after the first few games, boy, we're in trouble, bro. You know?
Nah, yeah, I think that people... And this is where we are, Chris. I just think people are relying on Nick Gates to save our offensive line. That's where we are. Like, all right, he can play. Can he play tackle? Can he play right tackle, left tackle, center?
Yeah, right. Oh, Thomas got beat the last play. Put Gates in left tackle. Get, you know?
I mean, Judge likes versatility, but I don't know if he likes it that much.
Here's a question for you, Foley. I was thinking about this on the way home.
Yeah.
This shows you how shot I am, right?
Yeah.
All right, so game days, which is Sunday, thank God, by the way. Thank God. There's not 400 guys running around on the field at practice anymore, you know. But Jerry, so game days you activate 7 offensive linemen, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously the 5 starters, and then you get your 2 guys. Oh, so I'm thinking today on the way home. Matter of fact, I was on 78 on the way home, and I'm saying to myself, I wonder what 2 guys. It's going to be Matt Peart, right? That'll be one guy. That'll be the 6th body. Who's the 7th body? Is it Billy Price or Ben Gredesen? You know?
Gredesen, yeah.
You think it's going to be Gredesen?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Gredesen too, Jerry. I agree. You know, why I'm not invited to these practices, the full practices, and standing on the sideline is beyond me.
Right.
Joe Judge. So I could give my evaluation. You know, but but I'm going to go with you, Jerry. I think you're right. I think it's going to be Gredesen and obviously Matt Peart, 6 and 7 for Sunday afternoon.
Buffoon Blue at HS Peterson. In one word, please describe your feeling heading into the 2021 season. You said it before, Chris. I'll say it for us.
Guess
concern.
There it is. Concern.
Yep.
But get back to us in Walt, we're gonna do get back to us after the Washington game. It could be panic, could be whoa, nice. You know, we'll see.
The Fighting Joe Judges at Osler Warren. Over under a 14.5 touches for Barkley versus Denver. Over or under?
Total?
Yeah. Touches.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think touches. I think running play. Over and under 14.5. I'm going to go over 15. Slightly over. I'm going to go.
I'll go over
11.
As well.
I'm going to go 12 carries, 4 catches.
I'll go over as well, and you should go to DraftKings and use code Giant Insider to put that bet in, guys. That would help. Please.
Is that what it is, Jerry? Is that the line? Yeah. Oh, that's the line, Jerry?
Well, that's what he said. I'm just saying.
Oh, so I'm sure he's right.
Go to DraftKings and bet it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, Glenn Jones. What kind of cannon should we fire, Dave Gettleman out of? An old school pirate one? A space cannon or a howitzer? Listen, hashtag Jerry. Buffoon Crew. Hashtag fire Gettleman.
Oh, look, folks. Me and Jerry love you, but the Gettleman questions, we're just not going to answer.
Anymore. I know. It's just funny. The what kind of a cannon?
Yeah, I just thought that we haven't played a snap yet. Let's not. I can't even be thinking about it.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
I can't even think about next January. You know what? Because if they start off like crap and they can't block anybody, that's what this conversation is going to be like for 17 weeks.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're going to be sick of it. All right, one more. Godfather, the Godfather of Brooklyn, Chris.
That's my boy, Godfather of Brooklyn. Yeah.
Right. At Abizi 718. That's the area code, huh? Hey,
I think
guys.
I think he DM'd us.
He might have.
I asked him where he was from. I think he's an East Flatbush kid. Flatbush guy. It's my boy right there, the Godfather. Right. Yeah.
By the way, real quick on sandwiches, I forgot about this. There was a place in Park Slope that we would go to during Lent because I'm Catholic and couldn't have meat on Fridays, and they had calamari and shrimp.
What's calamari?
Galma. And
what
shrimp.
What's calamari? Is that the same as mozzarella?
And shrimp. I think it was called the Katine. And it's not there anymore. It's closed. Yeah. But it was a storefront, and it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shrimp Parmesan.
Yes. You know?
Of course. Dude.
I didn't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's famous. I had no idea. Come Some on, guy knew it.
Talking to me now. I mean, what the hell kind of insult is that? Do I know it?
The place was awesome. Awesome.
I know.
Loved
I know what you're talking about.
Park Slope. Look at me. Firing off Brooklyn restaurants and places. All right. Godfather Brooklyn. Hey, guys. Give me two names on, two names, one on offense, one on defense, who are currently afterthoughts but could end up having... Oh, we kind of answered that. All right, here's a more important question, Chris. We answered that before. I say Carter Coughlin's one of them. We answered that like last podcast. But he needs a ruling from you on his honorary Paisan status. Love the pod. Keep up the great work. Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag drive for five. You've never answered him, dude. Is he an honorary Paisan or not?
Is he an honorary Paisan? Did I ask him what his name? You know what? I like the Godfather. He's a good dude. Yes, I will make my flat. If I remember right, Flatbush, my man from Flatbush, an honorary Paisan.
Nice. Very good.
There you go. He's a Brooklyn guy.
Very good. And Kyle Johnson chiming in with how many sacks will Thomas allow on Sunday? I'm going with 3. That's nice, Kyle. Thanks. Always, always positive, buddy. Always got to read Kyle's questions. All right, dude. Thanks, everybody, for chiming in with questions. Now it's picks time. This is always fun. Chris, you can go first. Thursday night, Cowboys at Buccaneers.
I think that's we'll go with the defending champs, right, Jerry? I'm sure you're going to, unless you want your, second favorite team.
Yeah, no, we're rooting very hard for the Bucs. I believe they're going to win as well.
Do you believe, Jerry, just quickly, do you believe that they're returning all 22 guys? That is unheard of.
Unbelievable. It's crazy.
A Super Bowl champ is returning every starter.
Right.
That's incredible, right?
It's insane. Oof. Insane. We couldn't figure out a way to keep Mario Manningham in 2012. He was the extra wide receiver.
Yeah, a little different GMs, maybe. Okay, let it go. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Good one. This is a tough one. Oh, no, not this one. This isn't tough. Seahawks at Colts.
I'm going to go Seattle. I don't. Is Wentz even playing? I don't even know what the hell's going on here.
I don't know his status, dude. It's the same as Philly. He's hurt one week. He's playing the next.
I don't think it really matters. I like Seattle.
All right. I'll go with you as well. Seattle. Jaguars at Texans. Not an easy one either.
Jaguars at Texans. Yeah, right. I'm going to go Houston, though. Tyrod Taylor.
I'm going to go with the Jags.
There you go. You're going to go with your Lawrence getting his first win, huh?
My boy Lawrence. Eagles at Falcons. I mean, you know, could you open up against somebody easier, Philly? You know?
Oh, God. You sound like a real Yankee fan.
A little. Philly. I'm going Falcons.
There you go.
Where are you going, Philly?
I'm
going
to go Philly, yeah.
Yeah, you should. It's smarter. I can't help myself. Chargers at Washington. Good game.
Good game. You know what? I'm going to go Justin Herbert. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Nice. I'm going to go with them because I'm going to be rooting for them, but I don't know. You know what? Yeah, I'm sticking with it. Chargers, let's do this.
I like this Charger team, man.
Yeah. I can't wait to sit back Sunday and watch all these games, dude. It's going to be awesome. Steelers at Bills, Chris. 1 o'clock still.
Buffalo. I don't like the Steelers team. I think it's going to be a long year for Pitt.
Issues with Watt, right? TJ Watt. They're having contract issues, right?
Yeah. I don't like the offensive line. I think this is the year Tomlin finally finishes under 500.
Somebody asked, would you trade for TJ Watt? And I didn't want to ask the question because my response would be, can he play tackle? So, I mean, TJ Watt's a good player, but trading for him, it would cost a lot. And it's like, I mean,
Jerry, if we're making a blockbuster trade, it better be for an offensive lineman. Which is not coming now this time of year. I'm just saying it better be.
No, it's not.
Offensive lineman.
I'll go with the Bills as well. Still on the 1 o'clock. This is a million 1 o'clock games. 49ers at Lions.
I like the 49ers.
Yeah, the Lions would be one of the worst teams in the league, no?
We'll see.
49ers.
Stop. They're going to be busting kneecaps and biting elbows and doing everything. What are you talking about?
This is the kind of game, though, that the Lions could win because it's week one. Dan Campbell will get them all jacked.
Oh, yeah. No question, dude. Yeah.
Right.
But you also got to see how bad Jared Goff is, too, by the way, especially out of that McVay system.
That's funny. I'm going to go 49ers because I don't want to fall too far behind you. That's the kind of pick I make, and I'm like, I feel good about it. And then it's like 49-7, 49ers. Vikings at Bengals, 1 o'clock.
I'm going to go with a little bit of an upset here. Cincy.
I'm going to go Vikings.
Okay. I think Minnesota's going to be real bad this year.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't like their roster at all, but we'll see.
Here's an interesting one. Jets at Panthers, Chris.
I'll go Carolina. I think they're going to smoke the Jets.
Yeah, I will as well. It's going to be interesting to see how Zach Wilson plays when it starts, just because he has such a live arm. He's talented,
yeah.
But they have nothing. Jets are going to be a bad team this year. I'll go Panthers as well. All right, last of the ones, Cardinals at Titans. I'll go first. Titans at home.
Yeah, yeah, I like Tennessee at home too.
All right, 425, Browns at Chiefs. Ooh, you're, by the way, balls on you, buddy.
Thank you.
Browns in the Super Bowl. Nice one.
Right. And right off the bat, the Cleveland's going to show that I'm not on drugs. Upset in Kansas City. Cleveland beats them.
I'll go Kansas City.
So Odell, Jerry, do you happen to know? You know what? I guess we'll start looking at the injury reports this week now.
Odell?
I was curious about Odell. Yeah, whether or not he's going Sunday.
Not sure.
Yeah.
But I have a fantasy – I have two fantasy football drafts tonight.
How many catches did Odell have his rookie year?
Oh, he had – I think he had 1,400 yards. He had I thought he had in the 90s.
Well, you're right. I did not realize that Odell had 93 catches.
Oh, I was right, huh? I didn't even look
right. You were right, brother. 93 catches. And he missed what? First few games.
Yeah, his first game was Atlanta.
Right. 93 catches, dude. Because we're talking about Barkley today. Barkley hit his second most with 91.
Right.
As a rookie.
Right.
And it was like, well, he came close to Odell's 93. I'm like, whoa, Odell had that many? I didn't realize he had. I thought he was in the 80s, to be honest with you. I was like, but 93.
Yeah. I got one for you. Who holds the Giants record for game catches in one game? Catches in one game.
Steve Smith?
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, okay.
14.
14 that game?
That was interesting. Okay. Yeah. Packers at Saints. Ugh. This is the first year that Chris has the Saints not making the playoffs in what, 25 years?
Oh, yeah. Packers wipe them out, especially in a neutral site, you know, Jacksonville.
That's funny. Bears at Rams. Oh, Rams at home. My God, Sunday night. Right?
Rams, yeah. I like that Rams team, man.
And then Monday night, only one game this year. Ravens at Raiders. I'm going to go Raiders. Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens, right? Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens too, bro.
All right, dude, most important game, and I'm really interested to see what you say here, but I think I know where you're going to go. Broncos at Giants. You go first.
I'm going to go, I'm looking at this.
It's not easy, dude.
I think it's going to be obviously going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight. I'm just too concerned about the offensive line against these guys. I'm going to go Denver in a tight one. Broncos in a tight one.
I still don't know. Like, I'm literally supposed to pick now. I don't know. I think it's a coin flip. I'm going to go with you. I think the offensive line is so concerning. It's a shame. I'm going. And by the way, guys, if the Giants win Sunday, I'll be picking against them until they lose. So talk about superstition, but I do. I'm with you, dude. It's going to be close. And it's hard to pick them right now with that offensive line. It is what it is. Going up against Denver. Chris, they lose Sunday.
Yeah.
The good thing is it's 4 days to get back at it, right. But it's also bad because it's 4 days. But will the doomsdayers – how fast will the doomsdayers come out if they lose Sunday?
Well,
Somebody asked that question. I should have
asked. I think if the offensive line is the reason, then they're going to be out.
Yeah.
Let's see how it plays out. You know how these games, you know, Jerry, maybe offensive line plays well. The Giants lose a 27-24 game. The defense doesn't play as well as we think, you know?
Yeah.
It's week one. Week one is a crapshoot, dude.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
You're right.
So I don't think, look, if they look like they did against New England that first half and they're the reason why they lost, Jerry, then the doomsdayers, what do they call them?
Doomsdayers.
Doomsdayers. They're going to be out. And it's probably going to be two of them right here.
By the way, something interesting on Slate, and I wanted to mention before, you're going to be like, you're
God, not. Are you going to aggravate me with this news?
No, but here's what happened. I texted you something and you wrote back just dude, right? So that's Chris's way of saying, I really want to call you something worse.
Oh, Slayton.
Hang on, wait, yeah, Slayton.
I thought you said Rashawn Slater. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought you were going to say something like, yeah, he looks great.
No,
Slayton. Darius Slayton. For the guy that's on the practice squad now?
When you brought up Slayton, so here's what happened, folks. Slayton dropped that ball in preseason. Oh, I text Chris right away. I'd rather have Sills out there.
And he. No, you didn't, guy. You said cut Slayton and keep
Sills.
Board.
Oh, board, right, yeah.
Yeah, board. Guy. Yeah.
So I like both guys. And Chris just wrote dude, ... which means please stop talking. So I actually took Chris's contact out of my phone so that I know his number by heart, so it doesn't matter. It trains me to not be as impulsive. It's almost like when people want to, when they're drunk and they send bad texts to people, you almost need like a filter, like a, there should be an app that like slaps you in the face before you send it. I need it for Giant games. So your contact info is not in there anymore because I have to think first before I text you. So there you go.
Is that a true story?
That's totally 1,000% true.
So my contact number is not in my phone right now. Like, so you actually go through the process of putting my cell phone number in?
Yes. I know, it's so easy to know, but I'm just saying, like,
now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I know you, man. You know, I know your act. You think I don't know your act, but I know your act. Okay. So when I sent back the dude text,
I felt
did
bad.
You get mad? Did you realize Chris, F you, Chris. I'm right. Like you always are.
I just felt like, oh, that was stupid.
We all say things like maybe what, not that it's a mistake, but we all say things like, oh, what if you felt like that, why didn't you text back? I know, Chris, that was kind of, I was a little crazy.
Because when you wrote, dude, I saw, God, I'm so disappointed in you.
I was like, my father. It was funny because I was in the press box and I'm getting texts and I see it and I go, this is exactly what I did, Jerry. I picked up my phone and I looked at it again, like, what? You know, and I see we should cut Slayton and keep Bourne. Yeah. Or Pettis. I think it was Pettis.
That's what it was.
Pettis. Who, mind you, was on a practice squad too, right? Who was released too, by the way, right? So I picked up the phone and I saw that, like, we should just cut Slayton and keep Pettis. And I just looked at it. I just went like this. Okay. And
then I thought, here he is at the game. He's got to read this crap. I was just disappointed in myself. So it was more disappointment.
That was 10 days. That was 2 weeks ago, guy.
No, it still bothers me. I know. I'm a psychopath. Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago. And now you're mentioning it. I didn't even think about it.
When you brought up Slayton, I was like, you know what? I was laughing before because I'm thinking, do I tell this story? And Chris can be like, man, you're psychotic. But it really just, it keeps a filter. Like, I have to, it's at least 7 seconds for me to go blank, blank, blank your number. So I have to think it through before I send it. I really need to mean it. And then if I send it now, you're going to be like, wait, you took time to think about this and you still sent it.
It's a little disturbing. Yes.
All right. Anything else?
No. So let's go, brother. All right. So next week, Jerry, we'll do the pod on Monday. We go back to twice a week.
Twice a week.
Monday is recap day.
Yep.
And then it's a quick, we'll let them, we're going to have to do a recap and a quick preview of Washington, what they did Sunday afternoon. Right.
One podcast next week. Yeah.
No, we could do two podcasts. We'll do a recap of the Giant game, right?
Good. Yeah.
Give a quick preview of Washington, what we saw and what they did against the Chargers, what we're looking at there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Friday, we'll do the recap of the Washington game.
Right.
Right?
Perfect. Yes.
Does that sound good?
Do you think?
Oh, you're going to hit me with a dude.
I don't think you're on the spot. But do you think if the Giants, how about this? If the Giants win, do you think we should have a call-in segment?
Honestly, Jerry, we're going to have too much to talk about, dude.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We could do a call. We'll do call-in again. But it's because of the condensed schedule, Jerry, the quick turnaround.
Yeah,
we'll get to it down the road with this one game.
There's a lot to talk about on that podcast.
Right, because there's a lot to talk about because we have to do the Giant game, which is going to be a lot to talk about, right?
Right.
And then we got to get into Washington preview a little bit.
Yeah.
What the hell they did against the Chargers Sunday.
Right.
Talk about what the hell's going to happen against the Giants maybe, and then, so we'll get to that maybe the following week. We got 10
days
off.
What days are we doing next week? Monday and what?
I guess after Washington, probably Friday, right?
Friday, yeah.
If something comes up Saturday morning, whatever might come up with us, And then we got the 10 days off.
Yeah.
And then we
We'll do one the following week.
Yeah, maybe we could do that call in like the following week. You know what I mean?
Especially if they go 2-0, then my God, the goodwill among Giant fans would be fun to talk to people. Yep. I don't want to talk to people when they're miserable.
Yeah. But it also could be a nice venting session for people if they start slow and people want to vent a little bit and get some frustration out. And hit me with, you could see somebody call in and go, you know what, Chris, we should cut Slayton. No question about it.
And activate Pettis.
Activate Pettis off the practice squad, exactly.
Or we should try Carter Coughlin at wide receiver.
God.
All right. Anything else, bud?
No, that's it, man. So let's do it Sunday, brother. It's here.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Can't wait. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to magzter.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys, it's here. And remember, Sunday will be Giants Day. Take care, everybody.
Enjoy, everybody.